Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Gene brings over 20 years of experience and innovation in information systems, training, and management earned at Cigna Corporation, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, and Pitney Bowes World Headquarters. He has taught computer and information technology courses at several universities. He has also presented career transition workshops and job counseling for outplacement companies such as Wright Management Associates, Lee Hecht Harrison, Drake B. Morin, and Pinellas Technical Education Centers. Gene earned an associate's degree in data processing from Springfield Technical Institute, a bachelor's degree in computer science from the University of Massachusetts, a master's in education from Cambridge College, a teacher certificate from Westfield State College, and is certified to teach in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Florida. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge. Make the old
people well. Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Yes, this is the place where we try to help you out there to find enjoyable employment instead of a job. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Pete. Mr. Pete, how you doing this evening?
Happy Thursday, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Pete's the guy that makes me look good and keeps me in line and all that sort of stuff.
I try to do that.
Anyway, the show has a purpose. And so for you listeners out there, I'd like to have you listen to the purpose so that you are clear on why I'm here. Because this is not, I'm not here about a job. It's called Employment Opportunity Hour. And I have a little clip. I'm going to ask Pete to play it so that you kind of get an idea on the purpose of the show, and we'll be right back. The purpose of the show is to help you out there who are looking for a job to find something that you enjoy doing instead of a job, meaning just over broke. But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. Now you know what the purpose of the show is. We want to help improve this economy. The economy is improving. It is not growing. Anyway, but we want to help improve the economy. I'll touch on that in just a second. This is the only show that I'm aware of in America that is representing all of you out there who work in this country. And that word all, I don't use it that much, but I'm going to use the word all because I want you all to find something that you enjoy doing, and I'm representing all of you if you work in this country. All means all professionals, all you veterans, you minorities, you people with disabilities, you ex-offenders, you high school dropouts, you people who have decided to work here, you seniors. And most recently, I'm going to include this, is all of you people who are Americans, who even if you don't speak English, and all of you people who may be lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgenders, if you work in this country, I want you to know I am representing you and I recognize you. I'm not really representing you. I recognize your contribution to help this country grow, and I want to make sure you know that, and this is the only show that's probably doing it. Anyway, tonight I have a couple of things that I would call exciting that I'm going to address. And one of these things is the tragedy that happened in Orlando. I'm going to touch on that. I am also going to talk about just people's belief systems, because those belief systems affect work. If I have the opportunity, I'm going to share something more about me in terms of what I'm doing. And I have some job opportunity announcements I'm going to announce. Anyway, so that's the type of things that we're going to be doing this evening. And so the first thing I want to do is to say, it's all in the news. We had a tragic issue or event happen in the Orlando area right here in Florida, in the state of Florida. It doesn't matter what state it happened in. It was tragic, period. And it was a tragic because it took the lives of many people. And I'm going to talk about that probably from a different twist than what you have heard. But I'm going to talk about that once we come back from our break. I'm going to go into some details. I want you to stay tuned to listen to what I'm going to say. But before we do that, I'm going to say that if you choose to call the show, as you heard on the commercial, I will give you 30 seconds to call the show to tell us your ideal job that you're looking for and your contact information so we could actually watch you do that. We could actually help you get what it is that you want. Now, that number is 727-441-3000. If you choose to send me an email, my email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. I will respond to your emails. If you have questions, sometimes I'll read them over the air. Outside of that, but I will respond. It may take some time, but I will get back to you. If you choose to watch the show, or it doesn't matter, our show is live on the internet right now. We're being streamed live. You can actually see me do the show. And I suggest that for all you job seekers. One reason is because I just came from a job fair today, providing some insight as to how we see you. And I want you to see me do the show. But what I want you to do is to look at me. I want you to look at my color, my scars, my bumps, all those sort of things, because some of you in looking for employment really think we don't see you. And I know we see you coming. We see you going. You got people lying on their resumes about their age as if some other entity is going to show up other than you. And so I want you to know we see you. And so you heard my background at the start of the show. If not, go back and listen to it again. And I want you to look at me because somebody's been choosing me to do those things. And I know people will choose you if you allow them to do things that are going to help you. But I can guarantee you, we see you. And so because I want you to tell us who you are and what you know how to do so we can continue giving you more to do. And I can guarantee you'll have some fun on your journey through life. Anyway, so we need to hear a word from our speaker, from our sponsors. It's Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. We'll be right back in a minute.
There is a company called Tempo Wireless. Now, everybody has telephone. Everybody got cell phone. But what we want you to know is there's a possibility where everybody can make money with their own cell phone. So if you got time and want something else to do, you're looking for a job or your own business, look at TayoSecretPhone.com and write this number down. This is the number that will set you free. 985093. And if you have a problem with that website, go to www.TempoWireless and you will get what I'm telling you right now.
Parents, educators, and teachers, have you heard of the Thinking Academy? Are you interested in helping your children or students become better critical thinkers? Do you want a guaranteed solution to real educational reform? If so, get the new book called The Thinking Academy, authored by Professor David Martin and Irv Schein. This informative book describes real educational reform, how any school may become a thinking academy, how thinking strategies relate to Common Core in the curriculum, how teachers and parents can be trained, and much more. Would you like to have a school where thinking processes are behind the basics of all subject areas? To purchase the book or get answers to your questions, just contact Irv Schein at 786-457-1755. Or email ischein123@cs.com. That's Irv Schein at 786-457-1755. Or email ischein123@cs.com. That's ischein123@cs.com.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics for You. Need a website? Web Dynamics for You are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, live in America. In America, where supposedly you can do what you want to do. You just heard a commercial just a few seconds ago about something called the Thinking Academy. It is a problem-solving thinking methodology. It mentions problem-solving and thinking skills for children, but I'm going to say many of you adults out there need the exact same thing. Your teachers need it because we have a lot of problems in this country, and they seem to be growing. We need solutions. I am confident that the Thinking Academy will help to make things better for you because you'll understand critical thinking and how to solve problems. Because we need problems. Anyway, I started the show by saying we had a tragic event happen here in Florida, and it happened to do and have to be against a group of people. So I'm going to set the stage for that, if I can. I've been privileged enough to teach an international business course for Quinnipiac University. I taught a course on how to deal with people of different cultures, and I did it for 3 semesters. What part of the course involved learning the top 5 religions in the world and about 67 other dialects of religion. And I taught the course. One of the things I got clear on was that my belief didn't belong in that classroom. If I was asked for my belief, it had the same validity as all the other beliefs and religions. And so I want you to think about that as to this tragedy that just happened. The first thing I'm going to say is that they were human beings. It's really just that simple. There's only human beings on this planet, and they're males and females, period. And many of those human beings happen to be employers, business owners, employees. Many of them worked. They made up our workforce, and the tragic loss is the loss of our workforce in terms of what it is that they were doing or knew how to do. And so the first thing I'm going to say is they deserve to be recognized because someone, and it is a one, someone decided that they didn't think that they belong here. Now, they had a belief. And that's all it is and all it was. We all have beliefs. There is no right and wrong. They are beliefs. They are choices. They are things that we choose because we believe in them. I'm addressing the issue because these people made up our workforce. Workforce is all about performance. They were performers. And so since they were performers, they had an impact in their contribution to this country, period. And I want you all out there to recognize them as human beings and their contribution. They deserve to be loved just like you.
Yeah, I actually got a call here from somebody who does a show here on Saturday night that wants to talk about what you're talking about.
Okay, well, put them on right quick.
Lona, welcome to Employment Opportunity Hour, Gene Hodge.
Well, hello. How is going on? How is it going? This is Lona.
It's going okay. Who is this?
On Saturday night, Lona Lee.
Hello, Lona.
Yeah, I'm with. Actually, I just started with a Livable Passion on Saturday night, and I just kind of clicked on it, and I was just listening to what you say. And I'm like, oh, there is actually a delay on this. They say that they don't have a delay, so don't mess up on an FTC thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have never done that. So, yeah, like, see, like, Livable Passion, like, what we do, it's the exact same thing, you know, like, you should be able to make a living doing what you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a human right. And it's like, I was just looking, you know, yeah, it's the same thing. I think we all say the same thing, in a way. But carrying out on a different platform, you know, like it's, you know, about like it's about what you believe, you know, it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I have like, Livable Passion is not really where we make our money, you know, it's, I have a company itself, but it's kind of like my advertising, like my branding and image and mm-hmm. like what we are about, really. So, and I, and one other thing that I, that we do, you know, it's and I think they it, and that this world need, you know, it's like interdependency type of thing, and it's called a Livable Passion mentorship program.
Okay.
It's not an internship.
Okay.
It's not an internship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a boot camp.
Okay.
If you get in, it's almost like, you know, like I with the military, you know, like that Grand Marshal, like that, you know, it's like cute. And somebody just gonna get it. Like we are at that point, we just launched, you know, like. As a company,
mm-hmm.
now we able, because I don't need somebody to take order, right? So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the thing is, it would be great if you, they don't understand this.
Who?
Anyone. It's like you do not be told what to do. Like, I didn't get here by doing what I chose to do.
Mm-hmm.
I do, like, I find opportunity. I do what I have to, obviously.
Great.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make it with, you know, opportunity. Am I right?
Right.
So now I am actually on my next show. I was going to, because now it's getting bigger, and not just my company, and I have other but it's all more in like the art, creative
mm-hmm.
part, like
okay.
photography and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to shout out, you know, in Lakeland, you know, my visual director, and that's the thing that like, people do trust me in a way. For quality, you know, so networking, you
mm-hmm.
know, and just like what I'm doing just now, you know, just because, you know, why not?
Right.
And then you never know what happens. Like, why?
No, you never know. You never know, but you got to be willing to speak it. You got to be willing to show it.
Right. Put yourself, you know, out there, you know, and it just put yourself out there in the right way, you know, so on call, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just like the Orlando thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something to say, right? That's like I was talking to somebody actually from all the way from Dubai, and he's a entertainment reporter,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "I'm really upset." You know, that was that Sunday. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But then the thing is, like, that's why we're doing. If you have something to say, say it the right way, like express it the right way.
The right way.
Yeah, like if you have a message to express, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say, do it the right way.
Well, I don't know if there's right. I know my message is they're human beings.
Positive.
And I
positive.
Have no right to think they shouldn't be
any
other than that.
No, you are who you are. That's it.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why I'm saying, like, with the whole Orlando thing, it's like, that's what they look good. That's because that's everybody's talk about. It's like there's a lot of things that people are trying to send a message or whatever they, you know, like what I'm doing, you know, what you're doing. What everybody's mm-hmm. doing, I'm sending a message, Livable Passion. There's no right way to do it.
Okay.
Well. So I just want to, like, yeah, because like for like looking for like for the employment opportunity,
mm-hmm.
that's awesome. You know, I that's how I connect with people, and that's when you get the quality, you know, like by referrals in a way.
Right.
I don't refer someone that I don't believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you can't make And no one can make you do that. It's a choice.
No one can. I, you know, right. Even though if I lead you to the water or something like that, that expression. So it was so great to get to call in for once. See, this is about fun.
Well, I'm glad you did. Right. You have one life. Enjoy it because you don't know it's over.
Yeah, this is, so, simple yeah, that. I'll be, you know, definitely, you know, I am. And so if my employment opportunity, like, so, like, you know, if somebody's looking for a job, everybody's looking for a job, right?
Right.
So if somebody, like you're at the job fair and stuff like that, I don't have time to go to job fair. So, like, that would be a great, you know, I want to, like, share this, you know, and because I have my other people that are looking for, you know, quality, you know, and instead of, like, they have a bunch of resumes, you know. So this will be great. So where we can do that. Like, put it.
Yeah, they can put it through the radio, but I also suggest people go to job fairs as many as they can. Not for a job, but to go to job fairs so people can see you. They can see your age, and your scars, your bumps. They can see how you present yourself.
That's what I mean, you know, I'm ADD. I'm a little crazy, but that's who I am. That makes me great as well, but, you know, it's like a balance in life.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. Like, if you cannot accept who you are, who can?
Right. Well, as long as you can accept who you are, make that decision, and then just go be who you are.
And then I'm just kind of like, want to infect this, you know, because I'm happy, you
Great.
Know, and everybody should be.
Great.
So, yeah, and that's why, you know, that's why I was like, just happened, you know, oh, yeah, you know, because I, and people are struggling, like a director is struggling. Because we need, you know, people need jobs, and people need, it's the same thing, we're just making that connection.
Well, people who want jobs, I don't want anybody to get a job. I want everyone to do what they do anyway, because they do what they do anyway. Yeah. Only difference is, they don't know what title to put on it. We know.
They don't even know where to start. You know? Like, and what my thing is, like, from, you know, I made this up, really, because it's live, you know. Number one, you work for money. Sure, you need to pay your bills, right? But what is your reason of working? You're working in entertainment. I'm in entertainment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You work for the fame and the power, you know.
Some people.
Not put it, you know. But the last one, I believe that very much that it's the reason that it will keep you up there. And the number one and two comes out naturally. It's if you work for your passion.
True.
You love doing what you do. You're not working a day in your life, and then you become your own slave.
Right, there you go. But right.
I'm living it right now. You know, so it was so great talking to you, and
great.
Definitely looking out. Yeah, and
thank you.
This is what we're doing. You know.
Okay, tell us in 30 seconds. Tell us about your show and how we can contact you or be there.
Oh man, I had that down.
Like, 30 seconds.
I had a disclaimer too, you know. But no, it's a livable passion. It's really a talk show. We have guess the tune giveaway because it has to be fun, you know. And then we talk about, you know, one of the business. You know, it's about business.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, it's the last segment is more of like a sad story in a way. Like,
what time?
It's 8 o'clock at Saturday night, WTAN.
Okay. The 8 o'clock on Saturday night? Where?
Live, Saturday Night Live.
Great. Okay.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling in. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, I guess we're doing okay there. Anyway, so moving right along, as I was saying, before our break comes up, I was talking about the tragedy, but more so about the impact on our workforce, because they are humans too. I was getting ready to say they deserve to be loved just like you do. You know, they deserve to be given attention just like you want. They deserve to have affection same way you want. And so I want you to think about the things that you would like to have or give to others. They deserve it too, because they're human beings. They work and make up our workforce. It's a tragic loss to our workforce, because now we got to find people to replace them, and that's not going to be easy. It's very important to understand that it is a belief, and belief is a choice that you make I'm going to have a show for people who make up what I would call the gay community. Going to have a special show just for them because I want them to be recognized. Anyway, this is Gene Hodge with Employment Opportunity Hour. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
The purpose of the show is to help you out there who are looking for a job to find something that you enjoy doing instead of a job, meaning just over broke. But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
What they want. Got to give them something. I'm servicing job seekers. And this particular show, I'm giving those people who were tragically drowned, that group of people, I'm trying to figure out a way to give them what they want. Now, let me just ask a couple of things. One is I'm just going to say that my trusted engineer, Mr. Pete, he's back there. But anyway, I am not what we would call gay or transgendered or anything. I'm just another human. But I have learned to respect others that are not like me. Anyway, Mr. Peter, you gay?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, it's okay if you are because
no,
in my world, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, and I applaud people being who they are based on their choice. My belief, your belief, does not belong in their life unless they want it. And someone needs to be able to stand up and say, your belief is fine. Respect mine. Your belief is fine, but it doesn't belong in my life, you trying to fix me. And so that's a problem. We're evolving as a nation. We're evolving as part of the human species. We're evolving at a point in this country where we're starting to destroy each other. And I know this country cannot survive. It needs a workforce. And it needs a workforce of all types of people because there aren't enough of us to keep things going. And so we need all we can get, and whoever we got, they deserve to be treated like good people. Now, there's a clip that I found. It's titled The Way You See Things. It's by a person by the name of Wayne Dyer. And Wayne has several videos. You can find this out on YouTube. It's titled The Way You Look at Things. I like to have you hear this. It's kind of long. It's like 3 minutes long. But it's how you might look at things. In this case, how would you look at this tragedy? How would you look at those people? see if you can look at it from a standpoint of they're humans that make up our workforce as well. Anyway, if you got it, let it clip.
What really intrigues me is this idea, and I heard it many, many years ago. I'm not even sure of the original source where I heard it, but it goes like this. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Albert Einstein once observed that you have the most fundamental and major decision that you have to make in your life is this. Do I live in a friendly or a hostile universe? Which is it? Is it a universe that is filled with hostility and anger and people wanting to hate each other and people wanting to kill each other? Is that what you see? Because when you see the world that way, that's exactly what you will create for yourself in your life. This is from great scientific minds. And the interesting thing is that this is not just a clever play on words, that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's actually a very scientific thing, and I'm going to show you that in just a moment. I'd like you to imagine the following scene. You're in your house. You've got your car keys in your hand. The lights go out. Power failure. You can't see a thing. You stumble around in your living room and you drop your keys. And you look around for a moment and you realize that you're never going to find them in the dark. But you look outside and you notice that the street lights are on. So, in your mind, a light bulb goes off. I'm not going to sit around here in the dark and grope around looking for my keys when there's a light on outside. I'm going to go out here under the street light and I'm going to look for my keys. Why are you laughing? This makes a lot of sense. So you're out here and you're groping around and you're looking for your keys and you're looking and looking, and your neighbor comes along and says, "What happened, Wayne?" "Well, I dropped my keys." "Oh, I'll help you look for them." And the two of us are now down here looking for our keys. And looking, finally he says to me, "Excuse me, but where did you drop your keys?" "Well, I dropped them in the house." He said, "You mean to tell me that you dropped your keys in the house and you're looking for them out here in the street light? Doesn't make any sense." And I said, "Well, it doesn't make any sense to grope around in the dark when there's light out here." Now you laugh and you think how silly that is, but isn't that exactly what we do when we have a problem, a difficulty, a struggle that is located inside and we're looking for the solution outside? Someplace outside of ourselves. It would be like going to the doctor and telling him all of your symptoms. And the doctor says, "Oh boy, you've got a lot of symptoms." And he starts writing out prescriptions. "You need a prescription for this symptom. You need a prescription for that symptom." And finally, he gets this four or five, and you go to walk out, and you say, "Well, I'd like my prescriptions." He said, "No, no, no. I'll give this one to your mother-in-law, and I'll give this one to your neighbor, and I'll give this one to your daughter, and I'll give this one to your father." I mean, you're the one with the struggles and with the difficulties, and giving, expecting somebody else to change or something outside of you to get better in order for you to make your life work at this level that I'm calling intention is something you have to really take a hard look at. It's in here.
It's in here. It's in you. When you change the way you see things, and the things outside of you will change, will appear. And so I'm saying that because we just had a tragic event here that makes our country look bad. It has taken lives based on the way we see things. We didn't ask enough questions. We didn't inquire. It's in us. But so aren't the solutions. It's in us. The solutions for workplaces is in us. The solution for jobs is in us. The solution to perform work is in us. And all I'm suggesting is that if you don't see things the way the other people see things, maybe spend a little time learning about them instead of thinking that they shouldn't be around. We're evolving to that point. I did a show a couple of months ago on how we're evolving to where we don't want so many people here without realizing who's going to be here. It's just that, and here meaning in this country, we're evolving to a state of where we think we are the right ones and everybody else is wrong and everyone else shouldn't be here. Who's going to keep the country going? Is it going to be just you? Anyway, I know that you all have skills and abilities and talents. I want you to use them. I want you to take what you have as your ability, what you're good at doing, and go contribute that to help someone else solve their problem, because that's what workplaces are all about, solving someone else's problem. And so I like to have you do that. And understand, none of us are you. It's simple as that. None of us are you, and you are only you, and you would not want someone trying to put their belief on you. See if you can catch yourself trying to put it on others. Anyway, so I just wanted to say that in the near future, I'm going to have a show dedicated to those individuals in the gay community. I'm going to have a show to let them know I understand that they make up our workforce. They have skills and abilities just like everyone else, and they are using them, and I want them to continue using them. Anyway, so that's a serious part of the show. Anyway, there's another clip that I got before we run out of time. And this is, well, now that you know that, this clip is titled, What Do You Desire? The other clip, the first clip was by a person by the name of Wayne Dyer. This clip is titled, What Do You Desire? It's by a person by the name of Alan Watts. You can go out on YouTube, out on the internet, type in either one of those names, and these clips will pop up. This clip is about 3 minutes long. It's long, but it's looking at your life. I'd like to have you look at your life, look at jobs, look at what do you like doing, good at doing, and see if you can understand this clip, because I want all of you to tell the world what it is that you desire, because all you got is one life. Anyway, you got the clip ready to roll? Okay, let it roll.
What do you desire? What makes you itch? What sort of a situation would you like? Let's suppose, I do this often in vocational guidance of students. They come to me and say, well, we're getting out of college and we haven't the faintest idea what we want to do. So I always ask the question, what would you like to do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your life? Well, it's so amazing. As a result of our kind of educational system, crowds of students say, well, we'd like to be painters, we'd like to be poets, we'd like to be writers, but as everybody knows, you can't earn any money that way. Or another person says, well, I'd like to live an out-of-doors life and ride horses. I say, do you want to teach in a riding school? Let's go through with it. What do you want to do? When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that. And forget the money. Because if you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is, to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And after all, if you do really like what you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is, you can eventually turn it, you could eventually become a master of it. It's the only way to become a master of something, to be really with it. And then you'll be able to get a good fee for whatever it is. So don't worry too much. Somebody's interested in everything. And anything you can be interested in, you'll find others in. But it's absolutely stupid to spend your time doing things you don't like in order to go on spending things you don't like, doing things you don't like, and to teach your children to follow in the same track. See, what we're doing is we're bringing up children and educating them to live the same sort of lives we're living, in order that they may justify themselves and find satisfaction in life by bringing up their children, to bring up their children to do the same thing, so it's all wretch and no vomit. It never gets there. And so, therefore, it's so important to consider this question, what do I desire?
Do you desire? What do you want? What would you desire? You deserve to have a life. You deserve to make a contribution. And I want you to do that. This is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
I'm gonna find my purpose.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you up in the Little Rock, Arkansas market, as well as out on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. This is Gene Hodge. I just got you having my books published at a great place in Dunedin, Florida called Creative Graphics. It's a place where they can handle all of your printing needs, whether it's for business or personal printing. If you need flyers, brochures, business cards, magnetic signs, bumper stickers, even your books bound, which is what I had done, I would say that Creative Graphics is the great place where you can have all this done. It's a family-oriented business. They would love to have your business because they are great to work with. If you have any printing needs, give them a call. Number 727-733-3525. Again, that's 727-733-3525. They'll be glad to hear from you. When you call them or go there, tell them that you heard about it on the Employment Opportunity Hour radio show.
Looking for a job? The Employment Opportunity Hour is offering weekly free employment seminars in the greater Tampa Bay area. To reserve your seat, call 1-888-293-4802. That's 1-888-293-4802. Or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel.
If you're happy,
like
clap along. If you're happy. If you're not happy, then get happy. Start doing what you do anyway. I'm just trying to help you to find a way of getting paid for it. Just like I'm trying to find a way of getting paid for it. I think Pete's trying to find a way of getting paid for it, too. Anyway, so...
In the TV field, not in the radio field. We got this covered.
Well,
we're good,
TV
we're good
as well.
With this.
TV, speaking as well.
Yes.
Somehow you got to grow to get there.
Exactly.
But I think you would like to do what you enjoy doing as well, and I want everyone out there to do.
Love it here at WTAN.
I know it's coming.
Yeah.
I know it's coming if you just stay with it. Anyway, I have a couple of announcements. You heard about the employment seminars. That are being offered in the greater Tampa Bay area. Unfortunately, you didn't have notice for this, but I am presenting a workshop that's called the Hodgepodge Formula to Enjoyable Employment. It's a workshop that uses a formula to help people find enjoyable employment by packaging their skills and abilities, learning how to speak it, introduce it, so that we can choose you to do things. It's being held at the Yingling Brewery Center Conference Room, which is 111 North 30th Street in Tampa. The zip code is 33612. And if you have any questions, you are more than welcome to send me an email. I'll try to get to you. But that is being held tomorrow, unfortunately, tomorrow, which is June 17th from 9:30 to 12. Anyway, that's one thing. The other thing is that for employers, if you have job listings and you're trying to find the right people to... The good people, I am allowing you to call the show. I'll give you a couple of minutes to call the show. Tell us your company name, who you're representing, your title, the type of person that you're looking for, the jobs that you have, and the contact information so we can try to help you find the type of people that you're looking for and save you a lot of time trying to find the right person. We want people to match up with that, so we want to help you to be able to do that as well. Number to call is 727-441-3000 or send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And I will mention them as well for you if you'd like to have that happen. Anyway, our time is moving along here. We talked about coming out, and a couple of weeks ago, someone had pulled my coattail because they read a poem that I had written back about almost 30 years ago, back in the 1980s. It had to do with technology and jobs and where the technology is going. And somebody read it and said, "Gene, you're kind of hiding out." I'd like to have all of you think about what else are you hiding out on out there? Because I was hiding out on something, and I really wasn't clear about it. Anyway, so we had a poem that got read a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know if it's ready to, which I can play it separately, but I have another poem that I may share with you. Because I asked my trusty engineer, Mr. Pete, to look at it. But if not, we're going to be coming out with it later on. And so something I'd like to have you think about in regards to where your future is going, in regard to the workplace, in regard to technology, so you can become a part of our future versus becoming obsolete in our future, because things are going to continue to change. Anyway, so before we do that, I have some job opportunities that you can contact me by sending me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Some of those opportunities are is that I'm looking for salespeople, business development people, social media experts and gurus, event planners. If you know of anyone like that that has experience doing it or they would like to do it, kindly send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's a business development manager, a social media guru, advertising and sales agents, and event planners. If you know of anyone out there, have them contact or send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Anyway, so I just wanted to say that, and we'll go from there. Anyway, so Mr. Pete, are you there?
I got the robots poem ready for you. Are you ready for that one?
The robots one ready.
Are you ready for this one I'm going to read this week?
Which one would you like to play or read?
Well, it's up to you. It's your show.
Well, it's my show.
Yeah.
I can't make you read my stuff.
I can read your stuff if you like.
What do you got in your hand? What's the title of it?
It is called For Many of Us Think 2000. And just think, by the year 2000, which is not far away, computers will rule us each and every day. Electronics and technology are quickly setting the pace, producing robots and computers to become our dominant race. Combining science and medicine, that's where the jobs are, but only a few of us are trained in these fields thus far. But what about the rest of us? What will it all mean? Maybe there will be no us, at least that's the way it seems. For a few of us, it's just a machine. But to many of us, it will be our supreme being. For many of us, we'll possess no skills because we'll neglect our training, accepting its comfort at will. For many of us, education will have ceased. We'll expect the assistance from the electronic beast. There will be no room for now working poor. We'll try to blame each other for bringing those machines through the door. We'll see, let the computer do it. For it's been programmed to learn. It doesn't make mistakes. No need to be concerned. We'll begin to realize what some always knew. Computers have no feelings. They can display feeling for you. So we better wake up. 2000 is not far away. The fields of the future are really here today.
Okay. That was a poem that I wrote back in 1982 that I've been hiding out, and it's in a collection of a few other things I've been hiding out on. But thank you very much, Pete, for reading it.
You're welcome. I love reading your poetry. It's very inspirational, and it's very emotional, and I can see that you took a lot of time in it, and knowing that you wrote it in 1982, which is pretty cool.
Well,
considering the fact that it's, what, 2016? So it's kind of like you're before your time.
I've been told that. That's my problem.
No, it's not a problem. I guess it could be a gift and a curse, you know.
Yes. Anyway, but thank you very much for reading it. We're going to record that. At some point, you're going to find that out on the website. You'll be able to read it for yourself. Anyway, but that's because I was hiding out. And I don't want any of you out there to continue to hide out. You have abilities, things that you've done that you might think aren't of any value. Let us tell you, because that's what someone told me. He said, this is valuable. You need to get it out and go share it. It's not just for you. And so I'm saying out to all of you, all of the abilities you have aren't for you. You're the carrier of the information. It's meant to be shared. And that's what I want all of you out there to recognize about your own. You're the carrier of it. It has no value with you just holding on to it. It's only valuable when you go share it. Anyway, so I thank my friend for pulling my coattail, because I got probably more stuff I need to share on the air while I have the opportunity to do it. Anyway, so Pete, so thank you very much for doing that. Anyway, stay tuned. We got Mama J. I think it's Mama J and Mama D coming up. And
Mama J and
speaks.
Mama K. Mama D's the other one.
Mama J and Mama K. I'm just spinning this off the top of my head here instead of looking at my notes. But they're
right.
Coming up next. They have something to say. So stay tuned to make sure that you hear them.
And it's a great show to listen to, especially right now in a world where we definitely need inspiration. These two right here are going to help us out with that, because there's been a lot of tragedy and a lot of bad things going on. So it's always a breath of fresh air to have a show that will inspire you in some way.
Right, so stay tuned, because we need to be inspired, maybe. But stay tuned, because that's what they do. That's what they're good at doing. I'm trying to help you find enjoyable jobs instead of a job. I'm trying to get you to go do what it is that you enjoy doing. Anyway, so what I'd like to have you do, have a homework assignment. If you can make one of the workshops here in the greater Tampa Bay area, fine. If not, give me a call. I will come out to your place as well. But find a way to do what it is that you enjoy doing. If you're looking for a job, start a business. You all have some ability that is worth something to someone else. Nobody ever said you had to work. You know, starting a business is work. But start a business if you don't want to work. Become your own boss if you don't want someone else telling you what to do. Anyway, so this week, I want you to go out, go tell people what it is you desire to do. Because the bottom line is, they're going to ask you anyway. The other thing is, you've been doing things your way all along. The answer is, all the things you find yourself doing for enjoyment, that's what you're motivated to go do. So continue to go do that. Tell people you want to do something where you can continue doing the things that motivate you. Let them come up with the titles. Give us a call back next week and share finding enjoyable employment with someone else who's trying to find it. And we'll be right back next week, and go do it your way and tell the rest of us how to find that out. And we're out of here.